Path by Jerricane, pairing Chris Adam, rating PG-13. Disclaimer, not mine. No disrespect or offense intended to anyone. Warnings. Just a quick angsty drabble. AU, SGA crossover. I can explain, Chris says, trying to hold onto Adam's hand. Adam pulls free. Explain how you lied to me and used me? Chris opens his mouth to say something, anything, but someone tugging at his uniform stops him. I need the ZPM, McKay tells him, snapping his fingers impatiently. Now, Lieutenant. Chris's shoulders sag, and he begs with his eyes for Adam to wait. They have no time for explanations right now. They really need to get that ZPM to Atlantis. If they'd had time, if they could afford to take this slow, Chris never would have. He hands the ZPM over to McKay, but doesn't, can't, look away from Adam's eyes. They're an unnaturally bright blue, as mesmerizing and alien as the first moment Chris saw them. But they're no longer smiling at him fondly. No. They look betrayed now. Betrayed and hurt and furious. Chris chokes on his next breath. Adam is never going to forgive him. How did that become so important to him in just 3 days? Adam, please, he begs, frozen in place. He hears the gate activate behind him, and a couple of people step through. He counts one, two, three. Then McKay says, "Come on, Alan, time to go." Chris nods, but when he tries to take a step back, his feet go forward instead. "No," Adam tells him coldly. He pulls his gun, which, small as it is, can kill Chris in a matter of seconds. Chris instinctively looks for the telltale tremor in Adam's trigger finger, his training kicking in to give a detached threat assessment. Adam hates guns. Adam likes Chris. But even though he hasn't seen any tangible proof of it until now, Chris suspects that Adam can be ruthless when he needs to be, and judging by his surprisingly steady aim and the stone-cold expression on his face, Chris has managed to push him to his limit. "I'll come back," Chris says. That's all he can think of to do. He can't stay here when Atlantis needs him, but he can't bear to keep away when Adam thinks it's all been a lie. "No," Adam repeats, shaking his head. "You will go, and you will stay gone." "Adam." Adam fires a warning shot into the trees. The sound makes Chris flinch. "Go," Adam says. Chris turns away and steps through the gate. The End of Path by Arthur Jarrakeen, read by Diane McKay.